So welcome everyone to Stress Less to Weigh Less. Learn how to unlock the key to your weight loss success. I'm Jackie Foskett and I'm excited to be here with you all on this teleseminar. And I want to thank you really from the bottom of my heart for taking your valuable time today to be here with me, because I know there are many other places you could choose to be, so I really am in deep appreciation that you've chosen this teleseminar at this time. I promise you will leave here feeling more calm, having experienced how you can stress less to weigh less, and have some steps you can start taking right away to begin releasing your everyday stresses and be on the path to your successful weight release journey. So now before we begin, let me tell you why I'm doing this teleseminar. As a hypnotherapist and hypnocoach, I help people make changes in their lives with hypnosis and coaching. And over the years I've been helping people make changes, I've seen how the majority of the time the underlying cause around any issue that people present with that they want to change has to do with stress, weight loss, or like I like to call it, weight relief. And its challenges are especially vulnerable to the effects of stress. Although stress can be defined in various ways, one way I like to talk about stress or define it is how the thoughts and feelings we are having are causing us to feel less than our best selves. So I want to repeat that. The thoughts and feelings we have are causing us to feel less than our best selves, meaning we don't feel good. We're living perhaps in the what-if land in our minds. We're catastrophizing. We're thinking about all the shoulds, what we didn't say or do, and maybe what someone else is thinking about what we said or did, and are just saying negative, disempowering things to ourselves. All of that causes us to feel distressed. Whether we're consciously aware of those thoughts and feelings or not. And I've found my clients who come in seeking help with getting rid of their weight are frustrated, have tried all sorts of diets, probably most of them that are around, and have all these worrisome and stressful thoughts about their lack of success, their inability to make any lasting changes, confusion as to what to do next, which in itself is stressful. And usually most of them, like most of us, have a lot going on in their lives causing further overwhelm and keep putting their needs last is the other thing that they're coming in with. They keep putting their needs last and they're taking care of others and they're not taking care of themselves. So when we tolerate all of these things that I've mentioned, it doesn't feel good. It's stressful. We're not in charge of our lives. Those thoughts and external circumstances are actually being in charge. And that causes distress to our innate spirit of joy. It's a disconnect from where and who, really from who we really are. So as my passion is seeing more and more people take charge of their lives by being connected to who they really are, which is being connected to their inner calm, which is where solutions are found to whatever problem arises. I want to share with you this evening how when you have less stress and do connect in to who you really are and the calm within, you allow your body to follow suit and it finds its happy place, its balance, its natural way to health. Additionally, your mind is in the right mindset to support you in making the choices that work best for your health and well-being. So with that being said, let me tell you a little bit about how you can expect the rest of this call to go. I'm going to ask each of you to write down, or just to write down what attracted you to the seminar, this teleseminar. What do you want to get out of it? How do you say stress plays a role in your issues with your weight or perhaps your overall health? So go ahead and just take a moment and write those down for yourself so you can say what that is. And you can look at that list, whatever you've written down, and see at the end of the teleseminar if you are getting the results you came here for. And then we're going to talk about stress in general, what it is, how it affects us. And I'll be asking you to do some more writing out those pressing, stressful thoughts, and we'll do a little process around that have been running around repeatedly in your mind about your weight and health issues. We'll also be doing, after that, we'll do part one we'll do part one of a two-part process. And then I want to show you some additional ways to get what you need in having less stress in order to lose weight. And finally, then we'll complete with the part two of the process to get you the relief you seek to access your own inner calm and peace of mind, and we'll get it set up in your subconscious, your unconscious mind, where it can take hold to attract you to exactly what you need to keep you on your path, being in charge, having less stress, and allowing your body to release the excess weight and fat it no longer needs. And if we have time, we'll be asking, I'll be asking you some questions and you can ask me some questions. Okay, so let's go ahead and begin. And if anybody has a question at this time, you're welcome to unmute yourself by pressing *6. And then you can ask the question, or if you have any comments. Okay, if not, then we're just going to dive right in. So I always like to begin my teleseminars with some words of wisdom, taken either from a quote or a book I find to be in alignment with the topic. So today I've chosen the Serenity Principle, Finding Inner Peace in Recovery, and it's by Joseph Bailey. Now, even though this book is directed toward recovery of addictions, the simple principles discussed can really be applied to any areas of our lives. So in the first chapter, he writes, it was almost like the second sentence. When people are serene, they don't need to fulfill desires to feel complete. So think about that a moment. When you are completely at peace with yourself, really all is well, isn't it? There's no need to feed the uneasiness of discontentment or frustration, or even happiness. Yes, some people actually experience discomfort in feeling happy or that all is well. In fact, I have a client I worked with not too long ago who went almost unconscious when she celebrated her successes. She craved chocolates and sweets, really to a point of extreme excess. Through the work we did, she discovered how uncomfortable she was with her happiness. She needed to keep feeding that unease that she was having with sweets because she couldn't come to peace with those feelings she was having. She wasn't comfortable feeling like all was okay. She wasn't really able to receive or fully let in her success and happiness. So therefore, it needed to be comforted. She needed to comfort those uneasy feelings, and she chose to do that by using sugar, lots of chocolate. inner peace, inner calm, her own serenity was what was missing. So as Joseph Bailey said, when people are serene, they don't need to fulfill the desires to feel complete. So she wasn't feeling complete, even though, you know, if you and I were looking at that, we'd think, wow, you know, what is the problem here? She's got the success, everything is going well, but there was something for her that had her not being connected to her inner calm, and we did some work on her subconscious beliefs about her success and happiness, and so then she was able to be connected into her own inner calm and her serenity and that chocolate sweet frenziness just stopped. So that's really a prime example of how stress's appetite can't be satisfied. And even though this was an unconscious stress, it was still a stress because it caused her that uncomfortable or negative response to the situation. Again, her mind perceived the situation to be stressful in some way and had her associate success and happiness, you know, as an uncomfortable feeling. Stressful for the body, for the mind, for the spirit. So now you might be wondering, if something is out of your conscious knowing, how can I get a handle on it, right? How can I stop doing what I'm doing if I don't know what's causing it? And if you were wondering that, that's a great question. And I want to say, you don't always even have to know the exact belief or the cause, what is driving those behaviors. What you need is awareness of where you are currently. And in order to be aware of those underlying stresses, you need to be aware of your thoughts and feelings. This is really the key to your weight loss, and your weight release, as I like to call it, your weight release success, awareness. Awareness of your thoughts and feelings. And so some people might say, okay, I'm aware I'm overweight, I'm aware I'm not exercising, I'm aware I overeat, I'm aware I should, fill in the blank. But really what I'm talking about is awareness of your thoughts or your self-talk, and then the feelings that accompany them. And this is really one of the most important things you can learn, and when utilized will be a game changer for you and your body, because it's our limiting habitual thoughts and feelings, the ones that keep looping around and around, that are holding us back from being our best feeling selves and having a body that reflects who we really are. And when you're unaware of those limiting thoughts, they run you. Those negative habitual self-talk dialogues keep you confined to repeating the same things over and over again. Just like that next greatest diet to go on, only to find you lose your mojo after a while and you gain back what you lost or more. Those negative conversations we have going on in our minds can keep us frustrated, can keep us feeling like something's wrong, and most importantly, they create a lot of unease in our lives. And so you want to bring awareness to them, not have them be quietly running in the background like the programs on your computers do. You know how so many of us don't really even know all that's going on there in the background, but yet they're on our computers and they're running. They're running how those computers work. Well, that's what happens with the programming that we have going on, the thoughts, the unaware thoughts and feelings that those thoughts give us. So we want to bring awareness to them. And let me just ask you a few questions here. Do you recognize any of these, what might be so-called normal feelings for you, or maybe you've had them in the past, and behaviors, thoughts, like the feeling consistently overwhelmed, maybe by everything, maybe by just some things, but maybe by everything, feeling frantic a lot during the day. Do you recognize any of that? Having thoughts like, oh my gosh, I'll never lose weight. I'm a failure. Why are other people successful with losing weight, but I'm not? Exercise is too hard. I don't have the time to eat right. I don't have the time to exercise. You find yourself snapping at family members, maybe quite easily. Again, thoughts of what's wrong with me, why can't I be more joyful, I'm incompetent, I can't do this right, thinking that there's never enough time in the day to get it all done, and blah, 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 right? Feeling, ever feel like the day is starting off on the wrong foot before you even get out of bed? And then you're lacking motivation. Or, you know, you may be in overwhelm at a major life change, such as caring for elderly parents or caring for your children or being in a change of marriage or divorce or financial difficulties. And these are job insecurity, new move to a home. So that type of thing is more of an acute change, but nonetheless, it's a change of a stress, an acute stress is really what I wanted to say. But nonetheless, that can bring up all these feelings, and you may know, oh, this is all going on, but yet you're not being in touch really with the feelings, and those feelings are running you, and so you are doing the stress response release in your body. So let's go ahead and just do a little quick close-eye process right now. Before we do that, I want you to get your pen and paper available, if they're not already there with you, if you'll be writing something right after this. So go ahead and be in a place where you can be comfortable. And go ahead and take a nice, good, deep breath now into your belly, to your abdomen. And just slowly release it. And go ahead and take another deep breath. And as you let go, allow yourself now to just sink down into the support beneath you. And feel yourself being supported. Good. Now, just imagine your higher self, your inner wise self, that part of you that knows everything about you, your every thought, your feelings, begins to come into focus for you, or perhaps you are simply aware of its presence. Go ahead and ask your higher self or your inner wise self, however you want to call that aspect of yourself, to assist you now in knowing what are those stressful, negative conversations you are having with yourself. That self-talk that causes unease and distress in your body. Allow your higher self to let you know what they are. And trust what first pops up in your mind. Even if you don't understand it, you can get clarity later. Allow your higher self now to tell you, to give you, and give yourself the gift of receiving this information for your awareness. Now I'll be quiet for just a moment as you listen. And then take another breath and just simply open up your eyes and begin to write down what your higher self revealed to you. Take a few moments and write out some of your most pressing stresses, thoughts, concerns, worries you are currently having. And they don't even have to be around your weight or health issues, whatever came up for you. What are you saying to yourself, and how does that feel in your body? So as you're writing, take a breath now and simply let those thoughts and the uneasy feelings, your higher self, reveal to you, to be written down, to be for you to see now. And when you write it down, use the I statement and state the feeling you are experiencing. It could be fear, anxiety, concern, worry, frustration, anger. Example, like I always have so much to do. And notice how it feels in your body when you say that. You may feel tenseness in your stomach, uneasiness, nervousness. I'm never going to lose weight. You may feel heavy in your shoulders, your stomach, your chest. I can't have that. I shouldn't have that, etc. Where in your body do you feel what you are saying? Just notice it, write it down. Now I'd like you to unmute yourself. Press star 6. Just go ahead and press the star 6 and unmute yourself. And is anyone willing to share what came up for you? And if you don't feel comfortable sharing what the thoughts are, what are the feelings? What did you discover?
Frustration and anger.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That I'm always in somebody's way.
Uh-huh. And where did you feel that?
Just all over.
Okay. Great. Great that you are aware of that. And this is Elizabeth, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Anybody else?
This is Kim, and I'm feeling that I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm lacking in my job, too.
Okay.
And it's kind of an overall thing.
Okay. Overall, your body?
Yeah. It didn't really come from a specific area.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else? This is Devin. Devin,
it's sort of a creeping kind of feeling that there are things happening that are affecting me in my life that I'm not aware of, sort of things in the background.
Hmm.
And it feels like I'm paranoid, but
okay. Yeah, and where did you feel these feelings, Devin?
Ooh, they're creeping up behind me.
No. Yeah, right.
Yes, with job search, and there's always so many things in effect with different jobs and work and agency and shifting kinds of things and personalities and things I'm not always aware of. So it's really stemming from that.
Okay.
And it's kind of more in my power center, my solar plexus.
Yeah.
Sometimes a little bit behind in the back of it.
Okay.
Like my mid to upper back.
Okay. Good. Okay. So for everyone, and does anybody else want to share before I go on? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Claudette here.
Hi, Claudette.
Hi. So some of the of what was going on is like a sense of working hard with little return, and the feeling that I got from that is a pain in between the breast bones, like a really sharp pain there, as you know, almost as if it was a breaking heart.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. Thank you for sharing. So for everybody, as you notice these feelings in your body, some people had very distinct areas and others all around, and just really get into that for a moment. Be aware of it, and you're not going to have to hang out here real long, but really notice what it is. And the reason I'm saying this is because you want to be aware of it. So when it comes up, you're going to be prepared, okay? And we're going to do an exercise so that you will be even more aware of it, and then you're going to be able to change it. But it's bringing it into that awareness, and it's shining that light on it that it's not going to be able to sneak up on you again. Like those people or those things sneaking up on you, it's not going to be able to do that. You're going to be aware at a whole new level so that you can change it. Change what's happening within you. Okay, so let's see. We're moving on. Anybody have any other comments? Doing good so far? Okay, everybody's muting, so I'm not hearing you, so that's okay. I can see that you've muted. Everybody doing well? Okay. All right, now, I'm imagining you're ready to break those habitual, and that's what it is when it's repeating over and over again, habitual stress thoughts and feelings, and get some peace of mind and allow your body in turn to find its natural healthy balance. Right? Okay, so when you notice, become aware of what you are thinking, you can be aware of what you are feeling. And as you've just experienced, it doesn't feel so good, does it? And that's what stress is. It is that reaction to a stressor. What is a stressor? It's anything that causes you to feel distressed. The self-talk, the thoughts are stresses. Anything external merely causes a thought, the way we view it and we think about it. And when that thought or perception is negative, it feels threatening in some way. It causes a distress in the body. Originally, way, way back in times when we were running from those big animals, us humans felt endangered and threatened physically, and our primitive survival brain went into stress mode to save us, and it served us well. Now in our contemporary culture, the threat is not only usually coming from our perceptions of our outer world, but also from all the stories we tell ourselves that usually produce the worry, the anxiety, the fear that is often simply not true. We've made it up in some way or another. We've hypnotized ourselves into believing all that could go wrong, what isn't right about ourselves, and how something is wrong with us. Lots of fear-based, worrisome, negative thinking going on and producing lots of stress response from that old primitive fear-based mind. Those types of fears, worries, and negative what-ifs produce those feelings of unease, that tenseness, whatever you're feeling in your body, even heart palpitations. It's really the fight or flight syndrome or the stress response. And I'm sure most of you know what the fight or flight syndrome is. It's a physiological, a physical response to a stressor. That's what our primitive survival brain did to save us. It comes from that time when we needed to fight or flee or freeze to save our lives. And it lives in that primitive part of our brain. It's in the back part of our brain, and it's hardwired there because of the survival mechanism built into our species. Actually, all species have that. And it's extremely useful for those emergency situations in life. It gets the heart rate going, moves the blood and oxygen around to all those big muscles in the arms and the legs to get us moving or fighting for our lives. And, of course, what you need to know is that everything you are thinking about, and especially anything that has any emotional charge, is being registered in the subconscious mind as real. The subconscious mind does not know the difference between what we are thinking and what is actually out there. It doesn't analyze like the conscious mind does. It just takes in the data, spits it out. So, therefore, the thoughts and the worry, the doubt, the fear, the anxieties are being registered as if it's real in your subconscious mind. That's what it is. And it doesn't even have to be an unconscious thought, but you know, what's amazing about humans as opposed to animals is that with just a thought, we can trigger the stress response. It could even be from a memory. So it doesn't even have to be something that's right there that you're seeing and thinking. It's just a memory, and it can trigger that stress response. I'm sure everybody has experienced that at one time or another. So the body goes to work, it sends out the stress hormones, the cortisols, the catecholamines, which signals to your body it needs more oxygen to the heart, which gets the heart pumping more rapidly in order to get more oxygen into the lungs, and that's a cycle. So your breathing becomes more rapid and shallow. The body wants all the oxygen to get those big muscles that are needed to fight or flee, and they all get tensed up as they prepare for the big fight or even for the big freeze, just a freeze. But you're not fighting or fleeing for your life most of the time, are you? Instead, you're consistently rolling over and over again the same thoughts that keep perpetuating the same stress response, which is keeping the body tense, the mind ever vigilant for more threats, and the focus is on the problem, not the solution, isn't it? Meanwhile, your body is memorizing these responses, and because this response keeps happening, it then starts to feel normal. You get used to feeling this stressed way, and it can almost become addicting as the chemicals that keep flooding the body during stress become adaptive, and your body learns it wants more. Can't satisfy that appetite of stress. And to boot, these stress hormones, which include the cortisol, causes physiological cravings as the body wants comfort for this distress, and so you become hungry. Remember, you're not running from the real live tigers and lions. You are reliving the perceived threats, the worries, and your subconscious mind simply knows it as a threat and sends out the troops to deal with it. So your subconscious is running the show. It's the operating system. It's the director of the body's function. And research has found that most people's stress-induced cravings or food preferences are those for high fat, high sodium, and high sugar foods. So it's not about willpower. It's your body craving these foods when stressed. So when you're consistently stressed, its appetite can't be satisfied. Meanwhile, in the brain, the nerve cells of those same old repeating thoughts, some worrisome thoughts, have been firing together, and nerve cells that fire together wire together. They create these little clusters, and they create a constant path, and that wiring connection gets even stronger. And as it gets stronger, it has become a habit. Something repeated over and over again is a habit, right? And that's what happens in the neurology in the brain. It just keeps going over into the same loop. So I want to get back to the fight or flight syndrome for a moment on the biochemical physical level. Now, what happens to counteract this fight or flight syndrome when the threat or emergency is over, the body has a natural healing process where it restores itself through the release of endorphins, those feel-good hormones. Now, these endorphins suppress the stress hormones. They bring the blood back to the vital organs and systems in our bodies, and it allows all the muscles to begin to relax, so the tension dissipates. All is well. And it's interesting, with animals, they can be in a situation where they're threatened physically. They have all this stress response going on in their bodies, and then the threat's over, and they're back, and they're just you know, eating the grass or doing whatever they're doing. Whereas as human beings, we may encounter maybe something that is an acute distress for the moment. And what do? We just keep on going over and over again in our minds of what just happened. And so we don't let it go. So often, I'm making a definitive statement here, but, you know, this is what's happening for the most part when we're having that consistent stress. So unfortunately, between the hardwiring of the brain and the biochemistry of the body, we have established here a strong habit that the unconscious wants to maintain. And in fact, finds it quite easy to maintain if there is an awareness and if there's no commitment to change, which is where you come in and you use your greater mind, your conscious mind, your thinking mind, your mind that says, yes, I am stepping up for myself. I want to change. And there's a whole lot more on the subject that's of how our bodies and work and the neurology of our brains, but that's out of the scope of today's teleseminar. But what I want you to get today is this. Those familiar, repeated, unsupported thoughts, the ones that aren't kind and loving to yourself, the ones that are keeping you feeling less than your best self, are habits of stress, and most of them are unconscious. And these habits of thoughts have formed a same old mind. This old mind, this habit of stress, is causing your body to hold on to fat and weight. So until we learn to stop producing all these stress hormones by managing our stress and get more endorphins hanging around with all that all-is-well feelings, we will repeat the same patterns over and over again by being in our old mind, the same old mind. So I know you didn't come to the teleseminar to feel more stressed out about this, so I'm going to give you something to help out here, so don't despair. So in order to break the habit of stress and those stressful thoughts and feelings and release the fat and weight that go along with the stress, you need to have a new mind. In order to have a new mind, you have to take a different path in the mind and in the body. You have to think greater than the old mind. So you know the saying, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. How about not using that old stress mind so you can lose it? We don't want to be using that old way of thinking and the old pattern of the way the neurons, the brain has set up. We want to lose that and create all new neural connections.